Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to my first ever episode of Talk About It. My name is Annabelle Wiskus. I will be your host today, and I am so incredibly grateful that you are here. This podcast has been an idea of mine for almost over a year. I recently graduated from the University of St. Thomas about a year ago, and within the last few months that I was at that university, I had the privilege of going on their Tommy Talks podcast and talking about the dance team that was at the university that I was lucky enough to be on. And it was such an amazing experience. I graduated with a journalism and communications degree, and it always felt like I wanted an outlet and platform and community that I could build for myself, but I never really knew how to do it. And then after going on that podcast, I soon realized how fun the progress was. And I had always had it as this idea, but I never jumped at it. So it's been a year coming, but I'm so incredibly grateful and humbled and honored to announce that this is my first ever episode, first ever time actually podcasting, I might as well add. So bear with me, but I'm really truly hoping to round up a community of 20-something year olds who are feeling a little bit lost, who are diving into the world of post-grad and aren't sure about how to feel about it. They are tired of listening to people reflecting on their 20s and are wishing to feel a community of people who are going through their 20s. I feel like there's so many things out there right now of people who are like, this is what I did do, this is what I didn't do. But there isn't a lot of people that are talking about what's going on right now, and truthfully, their trials and their errors of just trying to figure it out. I think that's truly what everyone's trying to do right now. And I felt like I had a voice and I wanted to try this out and hopefully build a following and a group of people who feel the exact way that I do and feel welcomed in this community and feel like they have a lot to say, but don't really know how to say it. So, without further ado, I am grateful and honored to welcome you to my first ever episode of Talk About It. All right, you guys. So, I actually have never done this before. This is really intimidating for me, and I'm going to be completely vulnerable because that's what you need to be when you're podcasting. But I'm going to be completely honest. This is a little out of my comfort zone. I love to talk. Hence the name Talk About It. If you want to know the behind the scenes and the behind the name of this podcast, my name is Annabelle, and all of my friends throughout college and a few growing up have always called me AB. And if you truly know me, you know my personality. You know that I love to talk about anything, that I will talk you up a storm, that I will be the person that creates the conversation, keeps the conversation going. It's hard for me to end a conversation, I'm going to be completely honest. And not everyone's like that, but I'm like that. And so I really just wanted to create an outlet for myself and kind of have a voice in this world through a platform that is centered around my life, my people, the things that I'm figuring out right now, because that is so real and we need to normalize that. Make things less of a let's look back. And more of a let's follow along, let's do this. And so, without further ado, with that in mind, let's move on to this episode. In the theme of I am post grad and we are trying to figure it out, I want to talk about post grad because there are a lot of people now who are truly going into their season, their first ever taste of post grad is graduating season. Everyone's doing their final days of something, whether that is a bar crawl, whether that is my school did like a plums, that was our college bar name, a wedding, right? Like all the senior activities, the last days, the last final moments, everyone's doing their senior pictures, everything. It's happening. Even those who are graduating high school, they're like, what do I expect for college? Which that's going to be a completely different episode. So tune into that. But regardless, anyway, I'm losing my train of thought already, Annabelle. Get it together. But there are so many people who are entering the space of post-grad and truly have no idea what to expect. You have people telling you what it's like, how horrible it is, all these crazy things about you're now entering your adult life, the workforce, everything. But there are some really great things that do come out of post-grad, and I want to talk about it. So without further ado, let's talk post-grad. So, taking a step back into what it was like the first few months of post-grad, I want to start there. It didn't feel any different, okay? Unless you have a job lined up, which I didn't. I didn't have a job lined up. I graduated and I was working some like part-time jobs at the time, but I didn't have anything finalized for my day job. I didn't have like a full-time job that I could spend my time with. And I graduated with journalism and communication, so I knew I could kind of go into any outlet, but I just didn't know really what I wanted that to be. And I took the summer. I was like, I want one last summer of fun, of, traveling, of figuring out, getting back acquainted. I'm living at home, and just kind of figuring that out. And I wanted my summer to be surrounded by that. And so, I had an amazing summer. I went to Europe for the first time ever, which was amazing with my mom. And that was like a trip of a lifetime. And then I remember after that trip, I buckled down and I applied to so many places. I mean, I knew all of my friends at the time were talking about how do you get a job? The job market sucks. And it does. It really does. I think that is the most stressful part about post-grad is it truly is the job market just sucks. At the end of the day, it really does. Unless you have an in with a company or unless you've had an internship with the previous company, that's a little bit easier. But from my personal experience, it's just hard because there's so many different things that you could do, but you're not sure about what's going to spark your interest. And so you're kind of just like, well, I'm going to apply to everything, but then everything kind of rejects you because you need at least 2 to 3 years of, requirements or of something behind your belt and on your resume already. And sometimes you have that, sometimes you don't. And so it's just kind of like a coin toss of if they're going to even think about you for the position. Half the time, people don't even fully read your resume. They just kind of look at it and then close it. And that's always a great feeling because not at all deteriorating by your confidence by any means. But, that's kind of like the name of the game at that point. You just kind of have to take those losses. But, it's that time where you're truly trying to figure out what you're supposed to do. I mean, there's people around you, almost every single person around you, it feels like, is figuring it out. They have a job, they have something lined up, or they have a lead somewhere, or they're getting interviews. Even just people getting interviews can throw you off. But at the end of the day, you guys, it's so much more normal for people to not have a job. I mean, that might be a hot take. I'm not really sure, but for the obviously the beginning months of post grad, so many people are finding a job. And if they think they have a lead, chances are there's multiple people also going up for that role. And so it's nothing really solidified until it's solidified. And also, the people who do just jump right into the workforce right away, half of them regret it. I had a few people that I knew who jumped into it and they were just burnt out right away. They went straight from school to work and, it has the best of both worlds for both sides, I think, or it has a light at the end of the tunnel for both sides, I guess you could say, where if you start right away, obviously you're making money and you're kind of figuring things out, especially if you have to like live in an apartment or you're paying for something. But right away, a lot of the times people are either like completely burnt out, they either really enjoy it, they're completely burnt out, or they're dying feeling like there's no hope to find a job half the time. I mean, it's just crazy out there, and it needs to be talked about that, everyone knows that feeling of, man, I'm the only one who doesn't have a job. But let me tell you are not the only one who doesn't have a job. And at the end of the day, I think if you do have a job, that's great. But when you don't have a job, I think soak that up. Truthfully, soak that up. I ended up, I would say, let's see, I went to Europe end of July, beginning of August, and truly buckled down end of August and September to find a job. And which was crazy to think about how far, like how long ago that was, because that literally feels like yesterday. But luckily, I had a connection within the position I'm currently in right now. So my older sister works at this design furniture company. And I was talking to her. I was like, I'm struggling to find jobs and just literally applying anywhere. And I was making like bare minimum money just at my other job, just trying to save up as much as I could, but it's hard right now. And I was just like, you know what? I mean, I'm making money, but like I want to make money. Like I want to just start making money and I really don't know how to get involved in it. And she sent me like a few applications, didn't really know what it was. I just kind of applied, you know. I should have probably educated myself a little bit more, but it all turned out for the best. But I applied, and luckily she was able to give me a referral, and I made it into the final rounds. And at first they didn't take me for the original position that I applied for, and so I was like, well, there goes that. But eventually they reached out to me again and were like, you know, we really enjoyed your interview, and at the end of the day, we can make a slot out of this. And that was really, really great. So starting October 14th, I believe, was my start date, I started working, which is crazy. I started working, and it was crazy. And my first ever, like, actual job, it was a temporary position to start. I was replacing a woman who was going on maternity leave, who's my boss. And that was crazy. It was just a crazy time to do it, but I did it, and here we are, and super great. But first few months of post-grad, I was kind of in la-la land, if I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And at that point, you're so desperate to do anything. And everyone around you is like, take time, find a job that you like. I mean, you know you're not going to love your first job, but at least get a job. Like, that's what everyone's telling you. But you're just feeling unknown pressure. You're truthfully feeling pressure for nothing, because there's so many people around you that also don't have a job and also are confused and just uncertain of what to do. But you're feeling all this pressure and you're like, ah, like, I need to rush. I need to figure this out. I need to do X, Y, and Z. And for what? For what? To make money? To sit in an office? I mean, you're going to do that for the rest of your life, you know? So at the end of the day, you know, right as you get off of your graduation high and you're kind of realizing, you know, what's going on, and you know, you're like, oh, I'm moving all my stuff again. Like, I'm saying bye to all my friends, which is super sad. You know, like, I'm trying to figure it out. Just know that, I mean, everyone's going through the same thing. And it's a little, like, out of body, if I'm going to be completely honest. You're moving home again, or you're moving into a new place, and you're automatically put in this role of an adult. And honestly, I think just now, almost exactly 12 months to the day, it's been 12 months because it's May, but to almost to the day, I am just now starting to feel like a young adult, like truthfully a young adult. And I'm not even sure if I can even say that I fully feel that way, because I'm living at home and it just means a whole other set of rules. But at least in terms of who I am as a person now, I feel a lot more solid in what I want to talk about and what I value and what I want to do with my time. I think that's the biggest change at the end of the day. You go from having your college routine of classes at this time, but you have a break in between and you can fit a workout in at this time, or you can go out this time, and every day is different because of the class schedules that you have and the people that you see and what you decide to do with your day. And, you know, the free time that you just have throughout the day, you go from having that routine to, when you do get a job, having, you have to be working from this time to this time. And you have a short span of freedom beforehand and a short span of freedom after, because, you know, you're getting your routine set up. You're trying to figure out the best way to succeed in this new position of life. And so you're creating a brand new routine. And truthfully, if you work, the average, I would say, works either like 8 to 4 or 9 to 5. That is like normally, you know, work hours, right? And so you either can work out or wake up early, do whatever you want to do in the morning from like 5, 6 a.m. to that time. And then you have after work 5, 5:30 by the time you get home to like, let's say 9, 10. That's about the time that you're going to probably go to bed. And it's crazy. I feel like the one thing that I have held on to was my routine, my drive to work out, and how I wanted to feel that next day, I guess, if that makes any sense. I'll kind of speak more on that. But in other words, my personality is very much someone who looks ahead at the next day at what I'm doing, and I am a planner, I'm an organizer, I set everything up the way it will be most convenient for the next day. If I have a full day that next day, then I will try my hardest to get everything organized and set up for that next day, meaning my lunch, my outfit, my work outfit, get all my plans set up for the week so that I can see things out in advance and see when I have free time, when I don't have free time. But my routine has become crucial into my success in just feeling accomplished, I guess. Whatever that word means at this point in life, feeling accomplished, right? Like this year for everyone joining it is different for everyone. Some people may feel completely lost and completely secluded. I felt that way. I truly did. I felt that way. I felt as though after I left my apartment and moved home, 30, 35 minutes away from the cities, away from all my friends, I didn't really know what to do with my time. And I felt the only thing that I could do was stay busy, but I had no one to stay busy with. I had no one to be a buddy when I'd go work out besides my mother, which, if you know Tam Tam, bless her soul. We love Tam Tam. Tammy for others. But it is a lonely time, and I'm not gonna act like it's all rainbows and butterflies and whatever. I mean, it's just like being in school, you know, it's difficult. It's just figuring it out. It truly is just figuring it out. It's figuring out what you enjoy, what you don't enjoy, and kind of going along with the flow of it, of one day you try this, you decide if you like it, and if you don't, you try something new. I think the only difference is if you are like me and you move home, it feels like a completely different bear because you have to put in so much effort to see people. And I'm someone who, that's okay with me. You know, I will drive 35, 40 minutes to see someone if I haven't seen them in a really long time because I think that that is completely worth it. But in the everyday sense of things, I feel like my planner has been packed with dinner with this person, coffee with this person, dinner with this person, workout with this person. When in college, you would walk out the door and you would see them. You would go downstairs or go to class and you would see the people that you would text daily. And I truly think that it's a mindset thing, that post-grad is what you make it. If you are someone who kind of sits there and you're like, you know, I miss the everyday comfort of the people around me. One thing that I did was I really dove into self-reflection of I need to kind of figure out my alone time and be secure in my company. And what I am doing currently is staying as busy as possible. I mean, it drives me insane sometimes running around like a mad woman on 90. But in the beginning, when I was doing nothing, it was lonely. It was a big change versus now when I'm running around and I'm trying to fill my schedule and time with things, I feel like I kind of have my head on straight because I know what I'm doing and I have something to look forward to. I have something to look forward to on Thursday when I see my old college roommate for dinner. And when I look at like a blank week and I'm like, I have so much time, sometimes that feels great, but only when I've had a crazy week. Otherwise, it just feels lonely. And I think that's the reason that people hate post-grad so much is because they take their time to, I don't want to say sulk, but focus solely on what has changed, how much has changed, how much you miss the people around you. And I mean, I'm blessed that majority of the people that I stay in contact with are in the same state. It's definitely a completely different vibe when the people that you want to connect with are in a different state, right? But I mean, I have a best friend that moved out to Chicago, so I know exactly what that feels like, who literally lives 5 minutes away from me when she's in Minnesota and now is so many miles away. And it's hard. It's hard. But at the end of the day, post grad truly is what you make of it. And if you sit there, if you sit there and you go, this is lonely. I have nothing to do. I have no motivation. How do I fill my time? I miss going out. I miss drinking. I miss my college bar. That's not bad to say, but it gets you nowhere. You know, you have the ability, and I solely believe this because I did it with myself. You have the ability to rewrite what you want for your life, rewrite your routine, rewrite what you want to value and what you want to put first and the position that you want to be in. You have the ability to set yourself up. I truly believe that. And there's no doubt in my mind it is lonely. It is just different. It's change. But when you deny the change, you're denying reality. And at the end of the day, the longer you deny reality, the less happy you're going to be because you're going to be living in the past and not looking towards the future at what you want to build. I think that that is truthfully one of the biggest things that I now can reflect on, but it doesn't make it easy every day. I just have to keep reminding myself I can either sit and do nothing and sit and sulk and think about what things used to be like, how easy things used to be, how nice it was to be in college. Or you can look to the future and get excited about the things in front of you, if that makes any sense. One thing that I want for this podcast is that I don't want it to just be a reflection. I don't just want it to be, I tried this, I did this, over a year ago, and this is what I figured out. I want to be able to share some things that I figured out, but I want it to be more that I'm figuring it out, and people can relate to me figuring it out, and maybe can relate to the things that I'm doing to figure it out. I want it to be very authentic and in the moment and real. I want each week to have a different feeling and a different understanding because that is truthfully the reality of post grad is every day is different. Every day is just filled with new opportunities to progress yourself further. And I do want to say one thing about the mindset that I have for post grad because there's a lot that goes around in social media today where they're like, you're 22, or I'm 22, but you're in your 20s. And you should just be 20. You should just, do this, do that. And, you shouldn't have to like be figuring out everything right in this moment. Like I shouldn't have everything planned. I shouldn't have everything solid and known and done. But what I should have, in my opinion, is progression to eventually get where I want to go. So when I am now building my grandma routine, right? Not everyone has to build a routine the same way. I really don't think that that is what people need to do. I think it's just what works for you, and mine is a grandma routine. And what I mean by grandma routine is matching pajamas in bed by 9, 10. I love that. I love that. Drinking a tea, reflecting on my day. Whether that is like with a devotional or just like time. I mean, I do scroll, but like just, me time. That's my me time, right? Reading. I've just joined a book club. Shout out my girls. We just did a book club and read the Let Them Theory. We read the Let Them Theory. I mean, come on now, that blew up like crazy. It was good. But read book club and then get to bed at a good time so that I can get up at 5:30. 5:30. I try. Every day's different. I said that before. Every day's different. Try to get up at like 5:30. And either these are my two options in the morning. This is what I do. Two options. I either drink a coffee, have a good breakfast, a good enough breakfast, get dressed, have a slower morning. I listen to worship music in the morning. I just feel like it starts my day so incredibly well. So I do that, or I get up and I go work out. Usually either do a 6 a.m. workout class or a 7 a.m. workout class. I'm so into cycling, you guys. Try new things. either do a 6 a.m. or a 7 a.m. workout class. And then I go straight to the office and start work. Either if I do my 6 a.m., I start work around like 7:30, 7:20, 7:30, depending on what time I get in. Or I started around like 8:20, depending that time. And I love it, you guys. I love it. And again, not everyone has to be that way. Not everyone has to be that way. But this is what I'm doing, you know, and I feel like that keeps me busy. It sets me up for the day. I'm someone who likes to check things off, so when I do that, I feel like I did something for my day, you know, like I did something for me for my day. And I think that when you start your day off like that, it's just more serotonin and dopamine for you in the morning, right? Especially at 5:30 in the morning. That's crazy. Never thought I would be an early bird, but here we go. We got to get that worm, right? Post grad is crazy. Okay. Post grad is crazy. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's different. It's a change, but it is what you make of it. Okay. And I want right now this to be the start of me figuring it out. I don't have to have it figured out by any point in time. But everyone always says try things in your 20s, right? Travel, do this, do that, date around, do this, do that. I just want this to be me figuring it out. I want to talk about it. I want this to be a free space where people can feel like, you know what? Yeah, that is really relatable. And, you know, what you're doing is great, but try this maybe, you know? And then maybe I look at that and I'm like, wow, that is pretty awesome. Super awesome idea. I'm gonna try it. Because every week is gonna be different. It's gonna be its own ballpark, own court, own game. That's me trying to be sports referencey. I don't think it's working. But if you know me, and even if you don't, nice to meet you. If you know me, you know how big of a personality I have. Truthfully, I try to be the loudest in the room. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because I like attention. But not a lot of people like attention, and that's okay. I think attention's good. I think it shows you the kind of people that you like in your life, and it shows you ways that you feel the most confident. Because there's bad attention, you know, and you know the difference where you're like, I don't want attention right now, or like, I don't want that attention. But I want this to be an outlet where, one, you feel you can go to make a friend. Two, you feel seen, you feel heard, you feel understood. Three, where I can make mistakes and I can get them wrong and we can all talk about it. And feel seen and feel safe and feel understood. Feel free to make mistakes. I want this to be learning for both you and I. I want this to be a fun video auto diary that I can also look back at and be like, wow, I remember when that was a really hard day and that was a really hard week. And I tried that and realized it didn't work. And now look at me, I tried this, right? That kind of thing. Wrapping this all up. This is the start for me. And I hope that you carry on and you hold on to this journey of mine with me and feel inspired and feel heard and feel seen, feel spoken to, feel excited to tune in, hopefully each week. If not, fair. But hopefully you feel that you desire to tune in each week because I would love to have you. I would love to talk about everything and all the things with you guys and figure it out together because that is what our 20s are for and we deserve to try things out together. Again, my name is Annabelle Wiskus. Thank you so much for tuning in. My Instagram is abwiskus. Hope to see you on there. I'll be posting all of my marketing on AB Whiskas, and then I have another account called Love AB Whiskas, which will be my podcast account. So tune in each week. I will be posting Wednesdays, every single Wednesday for as long as I can, as long as you'll have me. I hope that you tune in. But other than that, thank you so much for joining. I will see you next week. Bye.